Opportunity to Resolve All Somali Crisis, Editorial. Persistent droughts in Somalia coupled with political violence have aggravated the conditions ever further, and now the country is in dire situation and in need of humanitarian assistance. Many people are on the move seeking help. The numbers are mind-boggling. In many consecutive years, the rains of Horn of Africa region have failed. According to reliable sources, drought is likely to continue in 2023. At least 230,000 people are estimated to have been displaced in January alone, and they are in urgent need for food and shelter. The people in need expect that the Somali government to work with the rest of international community to find humanitarian assistance and ensure aid reaches those who most need it in all regions, including liberated regions, new refugees and IDPs. Lassanud is the worst-case scenario, and it has been in the news for some time now. The UN said that over 180,000 people are internally displaced by the violence, and another 80,000 refugees have left their homes. The most of the refugees are in Ethiopia now, and the most of them are women and children. The violence continues in the third week in a row in Lassanud. The shelling of the town and displacement continues, which will only complicate the situation and cause unnecessary deaths among civilians, despite all the efforts from all concerned quarters calling for restraint in all sides. Those messages seem to be falling on deaf ears. The international community and the Somali federal government have made clear that violence in Lassanud should cease and ceasefire to be implemented quickly, and negotiations should be initiated as soon as possible. Somali government's role. The Somali government, with the help of the international community, ought to devise a plan to protect the civilians in Sul region and other disputed areas. The draft Somali constitution stipulates the local people should be allowed to have say how they are governed in their respective regions, and Sul is no exception to that. It is obvious that Somaliland leadership and Lassanud traditional leaders cannot and will not resolve their disagreements on their own, and they ought to understand a change of attitude is required from both sides. It is likely that a third party will be needed to kickstart some form of reconciliation. Many people think that there is an opportunity to sort out Somaliland issue in very meaningful way. All clans in that region are eager to have a meaningful discussion on their future. The Somali government is well positioned to lead the way in that initiative and host a well-intentioned debate. Resolution agendas. That might require patience, some technical groundwork, legal framework and financial resources. These efforts must also include the Somali government to accommodate all concerned parties to commit themselves to peaceful means in resolving political disputes, disagreements and power sharing. The government to eliminate all causes of violence among Somali clans in Somaliland. The UN, ATMIS and the Somali government to facilitate and work a comprehensive plan to end the violence and disputes in Somaliland, Puntland and Somali government in one go. President Hassan's promise. The Somali people remember very vividly that President Hassan S.H. Mohamed had promised after his presidential election that he would seek to make Somalia to live with itself peacefully, and it will live with rest of the world peacefully. It is time to translate that pledge into reality. President Hassan Sheikh has got to appoint a committee of mediators to play that role. They will be responsible to initiate ceasefire in Lassanud. He should encourage that all clans in the disputed area and Somaliland Regional Authority to send representatives to open a meaning discussion on their future. The Somalia's leadership should seek how to achieve a proper and meaningful and lasting peace settlement in all issues, including Somaliland secessionist inspirations, the protracted disputed areas in Sul, Sanaag and Ain regions and Puntland claims. A tangible progress must be made very quickly, and it must be included upholding human rights laws, and all disagreements must be solved once for all in peaceful manner. The End. By Mohamed Mahmoud Ada. The author is an academic and Somali political analyst. Horn Broadcasting Network delivers independent and unrivaled coverage and analysis of the Somalia, Horn of Africa, and beyond. More about HBN can be found here.